From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Robert Schumann seemed to live his creative life in spurts, often spending a year or so concentrating on one particular kind of music and then abruptly moving on to something else. One of those spurts took place in 1841, which has been called his symphonic year. It included the music we're hearing now, a D minor symphony that later became his Symphony No. 4. In the same year, Schumann also wrote his first symphony, got started on his piano concerto, and composed his well-known Overture, Scherzo, and Finale. Then, in the next year, he switched gears. This is Schumann's Piano Quartet in E-flat, written in 1842, his year of chamber music. It also saw the completion of three string quartets and a piano quintet. Then, in 1843, Schumann changed directions again and turned to choral music, writing his oratorio, Paradise and the Peri. But there's at least one form of music that didn't follow the pattern and seemed to occupy Schumann for much of his career. And it's something we seldom associate with Schumann at all. Opera. He thought about writing an opera when he was barely 20 years old, pondering a setting of Shakespeare's Hamlet. Later on, he tinkered with operas based on a number of other stories, including Romeo and Juliet, The Legend of Till Eulenspiegel, Byron's The Corsair, Goethe's Faust, and the love story of Tristan and Isolde. Still, despite this lifelong desire to write for the theater, Schumann only finished a single opera. It's the stormy drama Genoveva, a tale of illicit temptations, unwavering fidelity, and fiery romance. This time on World of Opera, Schumann's passionate drama Genoveva comes to us from the legendary Gewandhaus in Leipzig, the city where it was first performed in 1851. The production is part of a year-long celebration of the 200th anniversary of Schumann's birth. The stars are tenor Sean Mathy as the romantic knight Golo and soprano Anna Schwanewilms in the title role.